person who tells my little pecan color kids that they're somehow oppressed based on the color of their skin would be absolutely wrong and absolutely at war with me. And I think that's the same for every parent. What the mask showed us is that the parents, the most powerful group of people in our country, that they're taking back the wheel. Now, obviously, we had to take the wheel back for the mask, but we're taking the wheel back from Washington all the way to Raleigh and into our local school board. Because CRT, all of that, the parents don't want it.
You need to defend your civilization against the onslaught of this cancer of progressivism, liberalism, and globalist brainwashing. This is a life or death situation. No messing around. The prescription is 2 doses of InfoWars taken daily.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, info warriors of all ages. What a crazy time to be alive. We're in the last hour of programming for American Journal this week, and there's still so much to cover. We are connecting now with Tyler Nixon, and we'll be talking about the Durham report, Hillary Clinton's hysterical and hilarious pushback against it as the Dems scramble to cover up their total and complete criminality. So we'll be talking about that. We'll also be talking about directed energy weapons used against protesters in Australia, as well as who was really behind the Give, Send, Go hack. Spoiler alert, it's the same people behind all this crap. It's the deep state, the CIA, and their useful idiots in the social justice community. But first I want to go to a video, a very, very powerful and impressive video. Somebody standing up against their school board. Again, just incredible stuff that you really can't disagree with. And again, the theme of the day, good versus evil, has never been more apparent since, you know, maybe they were feeding Christians to the lions. That was pretty cut and dry situation. Say the Nazis liquidating people. Pretty clear cut who's on the right side of history in that regard. It's never been more correct or never been more easy to tell who's on the correct side of history than it is right now. And you can tell how desperate the evil people are to try to maintain their grasp as it slips increasingly so. Defeated San Francisco school board member says voters who'd ousted her are, quote, aligned with white supremacists. I think that's it. I think that's the last one. I think that's the last time anybody should take this seriously. I know there have been times before. I mean, for the last, you know, decade or so or even more, it's been a ridiculous canard thrown at people who just disagree politically, but it's very convenient. We can just smear your opponent as a hateful bigot and everybody demonizes them immediately. But I think it's over. I think this is it. It was mostly Asians that voted to oust these people. It was a huge Asian contingent that wanted these people out. It has nothing to do with white supremacy. We're going to show a video now. Again, the race doesn't matter. Listen to this guy. Listen to him talk. It's so obvious that he's right. It's so obvious that he's correct. It's so obvious that he has the moral underpinning that's necessary to keep this country running. It speaks for itself. Let's watch his father give a speech to his school board.
Discrimination resolution, the CRT deal, because it's happening. And as a parent, I speak to other parents. There's a few things that we don't want. I'm biracial. I'm bilingual. I'm multicultural. The fact is, in America, in North Carolina, I can do anything I want. And I teach that to my children. And the person who tells my little pecan color kids that they're somehow oppressed based on the color of their skin would be absolutely wrong and absolutely at war with me. And I think that's the same for every parent. What the mask showed us is that the parents, the most powerful group of people in our country, that they're taking back the wheel. Now, obviously, we had to take the wheel back for the mask, but we're taking the wheel back from Washington all the way to Raleigh and into our local school board. Because CRT, all of that, the parents don't want it. It's a big fat lie. There's not one if you believe in CRT, I want to tell you, you're a liar, because that means you look at your black neighbor and say that they're oppressed, and you look at your white neighbor and say that they're evil, regardless of the experience that you've had with them. And we're not going to do that. The parents in the United States of America, right here in North Carolina and Cabarrus County, we know that's not true because we believe the lives we live. The fact is, I've been a business owner right here in North Carolina, and I deal with white people, black people, Hispanic people. My children deal with everybody. And the racism is only happening at the government level and on the media. The fact is, you have racists, and there's like, you can't even find them hardly. You just hear the stories about them. But this is what we're dealing with. The parents are taking the wheel. I have an 8-year-old daughter who is absolutely dynamic, who can do anything athletically, intellectually, spiritually, and emotionally. She is a dynamo. And I don't want a man swimming against her in the pool. The fact is, I don't want her playing against boys in soccer. I don't even let my sons rough her up. Do you think I'm going to let your son rough her up? This is what we're talking about. Policy going back to the parents. Because if you think people who love America are willing to fight for it, you haven't met parents yet. Because I'm telling you, parents will go further down any street than anyone who loves their country alone. My name is...
His name is Brian. Absolutely incredible stuff. By the way, we'll be right back.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation Great Reset Combine trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandai video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.